Talking with Michael Kelsey, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, let's talk about this latest week of work out at the state capitol. We are really into the home stretch. I know literally days probably away from maybe sine die.
Yeah, kind of the virtual, we're in the very, very short rows, if you will, and we in agriculture know what we mean by that. But today, Thursday of this week, they don't meet on Fridays as usual. Now, they may meet next Friday. But normally they don't meet on Fridays. But Thursday I was in a meeting and the floor leader walked in and said, "Hey, guys, if you're going to get it done by next Wednesday." And then the Republican caucus on the House side met to go over the budget. So all that is to say that we're very close. Now, obviously the wheels could come off and we could be here for a few more days. But we do have that constitutional deadline that we know is that Friday before Memorial Day. They have to sine die by then. So we are very close, just maybe a week closer than the mandated deadline to adjourn.
Finally, some things happening on medical marijuana. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we're real excited. We've just been kind of building momentum all along, and I've been optimistic. There was a time there it was like, uh-oh, looks like the wheels may be coming off a little bit. But agriculture and our coalition that's been working on this, we've had an opportunity to sit down with the leadership on both sides of the Capitol. There's a lot of common ground, And in fact, there's only one or two issues that we're kind of, we're not real comfortable with it, depending upon which side. And quite frankly, those weren't as important to us as maybe they are. Those particular issues weren't as important to us as maybe they are some of the others in the marijuana industry. And so for a minute, think patient or sales to the patient. But on the rural side of things, we've got some really good stuff, Ron. And we're in the process of getting conference committee signatures. So agreement between the two divisions of the Capitol, the House and the Senate, there are a little bit of differences getting those ironed out together, and you have to go through a signature process basically to do that. We're in that process on about six or seven different pieces that are really good. So things like signage and posting, things that are really important to us, such as bonding or some type of funding or process to get back land that's deserted or abandoned or taken in an illegal sense. There's some good stuff coming, and so I'm very optimistic about that. But again, we don't have a lot of time. But with this agreement that we seem to have from the Senate and the House, I think we're in a good spot.
OMMA is going to be a standalone. I know that's pretty well done.
That's done. The governor signed it. And so just this week, as a matter of fact. And so that's done. And that's a very good thing in our minds because it allows OMMA to have that authority that they need in order to curb the illegal, as well as have the regulatory authority for the industry as it matures. Not necessarily grows, but as it matures. And it's here. We know that. We may not like it, but it's here. And as it matures as an industry, the regulatory agency needs the ability to respond, needs the ability to be flexible and do what they need to do, as well as have the authority to do that and answer directly to the governor. That's a really good thing, and we're optimistic about that.
And on the budget, as far as literally, if things do progress, maybe a week from this week, 20th or thereabouts, we'll be very, very close to being done.
Very, very close. And so what that will probably look like is this. They'll come out with a budget probably early next week. Again, all the wheels could come off, as we know. But if it goes as what they would like to see it, comes out next week. They go through the processes to approve it, which takes several legislative days to get that done. And so you're right, Wednesday, maybe Thursday of next week, then they'll adjourn, but not sine die. They'll adjourn and allow the 5 days that the veto process takes. If they just completely turn out, then the governor's got 15 days, plus they can't come back and overturn a veto because they've sine died. So they want to be able to overturn a veto if they need to, and so they'll just adjourn to sine die, which would be probably the following week, but in essence, they won't be at the Capitol. Hence, when the floor leader walks into a meeting and says, "Get it done by next Wednesday, if you're going to get, you better get it done," because they're not going to be there. And so they'll have the ability to come back and finish and overturn a veto or two if they need to, if they want to, if the governor vetoes it. We don't know that for sure, but that's kind of the process as it looks.